From NPR News, this is Day to Day. New research shows that RU486, that's the abortion drug, might be helpful in controlling breast cancer. The study was conducted on mice who were genetically predisposed to have breast cancer. The treatment cannot be applied to humans yet, but the results of the mouse study were dramatic. Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School is here to tell us more about this study. Dr. Spiesel reviews medical research for us and for the online magazine Slate, and he joins us from his office in Woodbridge, Connecticut. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, first of all, the mice were given this breast cancer gene. Was that how it worked?
Well, the deal is that all of us have a gene which is supposed to repair DNA, breaks in DNA strands. It probably does some other things too. And about 1 in 800 women have a defective form of that gene. It just doesn't work quite right. And those women are at much greater risk for developing breast and ovarian cancer and even a few other kinds of cancer. And what they did was they made mice, using the new techniques of molecular biology, they produced what are called knockout mice, where the mice were normal in every way, but they were able to inactivate that gene in mice so it would mimic the women who had defective forms of the gene.
I see. And then they gave those mice RU486.
They already knew that these mice would develop breast cancer, and they discovered that the breast cancer of these mice had a lot of receptors for progesterone, the pregnancy hormone. And they knew that RU486 blocks the receptors to that hormone. So they thought, well, take a bunch of mice which have been knocked out, where the gene has been knocked out. We'll give some of them RU486 and see what happens.
And what happened?
Well, it was actually pretty amazing. They had 29 mice who were not treated with RU486. They were either given a placebo or nothing. And every single one, 29 out of 29 mice, developed breast cancer by 9 months of age. They had 14 mice who had the same knockout, and they were given RU486, and not a single mouse, not a single one, developed breast cancer. It's very rare to have results that are so dramatic.
Even if it's just 14 mice, it's still dramatic.
When you compare 0 out of 14 with 29 out of 29, it's pretty dramatic, yeah.
Well, Sid, of course, mice are very far from people. Can this research be transferred to humans?
We hope so in the future, but this is very preliminary work. It's very promising and exciting that it works in mice, but we really don't know yet whether it will be helpful in humans. And there are reasons for thinking that RU486 might not be the most desirable drug to use in people because of other effects that it has on the body.
And so could this also be another example of the link that many researchers have suspected between progesterone and breast cancer?
Yes, I think that that's the most likely explanation for why RU486 was so successful with these mice. The little mouse breast cancer was very strong in its number of receptors for progesterone, and in human beings, it's well known that if you have postmenopausal women and you give them hormone replacement therapy using pills that contain both estrogen and progesterone, they have an increased risk of breast cancer. If you give them hormone replacement pills that have just estrogen, no progesterone, they're not at increased risk of breast cancer. Putting that together, it feels as if progesterone is the key here.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School and Slate.com. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.